Texte numéro 108. The people going monk mode to limit social media use. When she really needs to focus on her work, Susie Allegre uses an app on her phone that blocks her access to social media sites for however long she requires. I think it's incredibly hard by willpower alone to have a smartphone and not waste a significant amount of time on it, she says. The app Miss Allegri uses is called Freedom. You can choose to block specific social media sites and websites, or turn off internet access entirely. Or alternatively, you can tick the locked mode button, which then means that your block cannot be overridden until the time you scheduled is up. Miss Allegri adds that she uses the Freedom app when I need to be contactable on the phone, but I really don't want to be distracted. Similar blocking apps now include Cold Turkey, Focus Me, and Forest. With the proliferation of social media platforms and devices vying for our attention, a growing number of people are looking for ways to help them resist the urge to continually check notifications and scroll through social media feeds. This has seen a surge in popularity this year of an approach to productivity called monk mode. The term has gone viral on TikTok, where videos marked with the hashtag monk mode now have more than 77 million views. Ms. Allegri credits the Freedom app with helping her focus on writing her book, a work of non-fiction appropriately entitled Freedom to Think, which was published last year. Switching off from social media and the internet in general is not easy, though, says Grace Marshall, an author and productivity coach. Our brain wants to close that loop by looking at the notification because we get a dopamine hit when we close that loop. It's not just about the focus and productivity aspect, it's also about the mental health impact, says Miss Marshall. The founder of the Freedom app, Fred Stutzman, says he got the idea when he was at university and found himself spending too much time on Facebook and not enough time on his dissertation. The app now has more than 2.5 million users around the world. The social media sites that are most blocked are Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Vladimir Drutz, co-founder of Focus Me, sees monk mode as a movement against an increased desire for instant gratification. A lot of the stuff in the zeitgeist today is, hey, get rich quick, make your millions in an instant. In future, with the rise of artificial intelligence, the distractions from tech are only set to increase, adds Mr. Drutz. AI is just increasing the amount of content that's out there. Monk mode is definitely going to be gaining steam. Adapted from BBC.com, October 2023.